Ayrton Senna da Silva was born in São Paulo, in Brazil. He was born to a wealthy family. He had an older sister named Vivian and a younger brother named Leonardo. His mother was the granddaughter of an Italian immigrant, while his father was born to a Spanish mother and a Brazilian father from São Paulo. Ayrton Senna was raised in the northern zone of the city of São Paulo in Serra da Cantareira. He shared his room with his brother, Leonardo. He went to high school and to the racetrack from the city of São Paulo. He got a go-kart at the age of 4 from his father Milton, but before he had the go-kart he had a tricycle, and when he got onto his tricycle he would jump onto it and ride. When he was about 8 years old regularly, he would compete in karting events. At the age of 17, he competed in THESOUTHAMERICANKART Championship, which he won. While watching Ayrton Senna's interest in karting, his father encouraged and appointed Lucio Pascal Gascan as his manager before he competed in the American Kart Championship in 1977. From 1978 to 1982, he participated in THEWORLDKARTING Championship. His performance increased well with each race, and he finished the race as runner-up in the 1979 and 1980 season. In 1981, he relocated to England in order to further his racing career as a single-seat driver. He participated in the Townsend Thoresen Formula Ford 1600 CHAMPIONSHIPSANDRAC competition under the Van Diemen team and ended up winning both championships. In 1982, he won the British and European Formula Ford 2000 championships. In the following year, he competed and was the recipient of the British Formula 3 championship title. With his brilliant performance, Ayrton Senna was able to win the Formula 3 Grand Prix. Based on this success, in the year 1984, he made his debut in the Formula One season with the Tolman team, and in the following year, he moved to Lotus Renault and won a total of 2 races before he moved to McLaren for the 1988 season. He joined Alain Prost at McLaren Honda, which is one of the top Formula One teams. During that season, the two drivers were able to dominate the Formula One campaign. In this capacity, Ayrton Senna was able to claim his very first world championship at the age of 28. His determination and dedication helped him achieve this ultimate prize. After a great rivalry with Alain Prost, Ayrton Senna was able to win the world championships during the 1990 and 1991 race season. In 1994, Ayrton Senna signed a contract with Williams. He showed his views on the reservation of his new car and the new rules for the first Formula Championship, and he said, "It's going to be a season with lots of accidents, and I'll risk saying that we'll be lucky if something really serious doesn't happen." During his first 2 races, he gained a perfect position, but due to different reasons he failed to finish the race. On the 3rd race, which was held in Imola, San Marino, Senna said that his campaign would start from here, from where he won 14 races out of 16. However, the weekend was full of tragedies, accidents, death, and horrors. During the first practice round on Friday, his compatriot Rubens Barrichello was injured badly when his Jordan car flipped over, smashing into a fence. On the next day, which was Saturday, an Austrian rookie driver Roland Ratzenberger was killed when he smashed into a concrete wall. Senna had been emotionally affected since he had met Ratzenberger recently. He went to the scene of the accident and climbed over the medical fence to see the crash site. Senna spent his last morning meeting with his fellow drivers and CONSIDERINGONHOWTO improve safety for the drivers in Formula 1. During the seventh lap, Senna suffered fatal crash. He was driving his car at top speed. The car left the track at around 205 miles per hour, 330 kilometers per hour, and it hit the concrete retaining wall around 135 mph, 217 kilometers per hour. Even though he was quickly taken to the hospital, he was declared dead on arrival. His death was a great shock to the world of sport and to Brazil. It is said that about 3 million people lined up in the streets of São Paulo for the return of Ayrton Senna's body, which was a record for a gathering for any memorial at that time. Ayrton Senna, as a devout Catholic and someone who regularly read the Bible, he said, "Nada pode me separar do amor de Deus," which means nothing can separate me from the love of God. He donated millions of dollars to the poor Brazilians, and before he died, he created the Ayrton Senna Institute, which was dedicated to helping disadvantaged people in Brazil. Senna inspired millions of people all over the world because of his skill and dedication to his sport. The end. Inspirational word spoken by Ayrton Senna on a given day, a given circumstance. You think you have a limit. And you then go for this limit, and you touch this limit, and you think, okay, this is the limit. As soon as you touch this limit, something happens, and you suddenly can go a little bit further. With your mind power, your determination, your instinct, and the experience as well, you can fly very high. I'm very privileged. I've always had a very good life. But everything that I've gotten out of life was obtained through dedication and a tremendous desire to achieve my goals. A great desire for victory, meaning victory in life, not as a driver. To all of you who have experienced this or are searching now, let me say that whoever you may be in your life, whether you're at the highest or most modest level, you must show great strength and determination and do everything with love and a deep belief in God. One day, you'll achieve your aim and you'll be successful. CloudLink Academy, China, Xian, Jerry Deng.